Remote controls, pillows, cutlery, almost everything in this quarantine hotel in Hong Kong that can be touched by people's hands is wrapped in plastic. The government is determined to keep the coronavirus out, seemingly at any cost.
Every single one of the staff members here wears full PPE, you know, the gowns, the gloves, the booties, the hats, and that's every staff member on every floor. Even just that in itself, the huge amount of wastage, the huge amount that's being thrown in, you know, to the bin, and none of that is able to be recycled.
Hong Kong dumps more than 2,300 tons of plastic waste every day. Most of it is disposed in these landfills. Since the pandemic, disposable waste has been piling up even along its white sandy beaches.
The plastic overall recycling rate for our plastic scrap is about 11% only. So it's a small percentage. And so the rest, nearly 90% of the plastic waste is either end up in our landfills or end up in the nature.
These hastily made quarantine facilities cannot be used long-term for housing and are also adding to the problem.
Everything is non-standard. The ground formation, the site formation is non-standard and doesn't comply with any particular building standards we have in Hong Kong. The structures that are placed on top are temporary, so they have a short lifespan. And then already we have seen issues when there is a heavy rain, we have flooding issues and so on.
Last week, the government's environmental advisers suggested ways to change Hong Kong's throwaway culture. But many are concerned the pandemic and the territory's zero-COVID strategy may hurt those efforts. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.